take us through the development process for this game.
Well, it started off with an idea. I wanted to make a simple game. I wanted to take a concept that I'd found in games that I'd been playing recently where they just have a really simple concept, something down to earth, like you just hack and slash some enemies or you jump through some platforms or something like that. But the way that they present it is in such a way that it's really exciting. Yeah, so I wanted to make something simple, something that I could do, something that could lead me into Xbox Live Indie Games as my first sort of solo project. So I had a look at what was popular and what was trending, which at that time was like dual stick zombie shooters. So I thought, you know, I could make one of those. I enjoy them. I play them. I have a lot of fun with them. But one thing that I wanted to bring into it was the whole experience of blowing up zombies, not just in the traditional sense of you see them disappearing and there's like a million of them on the screen, but in the sense of you actually shooting the gun and getting that feedback with the blood splats and the gore and all the ghibli bits and all the stuff you love to hate. Yeah, but giving that experience to the player where it's actually satisfying to blow away, you know, like three zombies rather than just seeing things, you know, coming at you, disappearing, coming at you, disappearing. Giving that thrill and the excitement and the intense action part of that game really, well, it makes it more interesting.
So you mentioned before that you were playing a lot of games on the Xbox Live Arcade that you kind of drew some inspiration from, those dual stick shooters. Is there anything else that you really liked that kind of played a part in the development of this game?
Not specifically on Xbox, because in Australia we don't get indie games. Just a lot of indie games on PC, the free ones, you know, things that spread by word of mouth, try it out, play. There are a lot of aspects of indie games that you don't get in like AAA titles. They put a lot more love into their creations, and it really makes it shine. That was pretty much my prime inspiration.
Okay, how long did it take you to develop the game?
The idea probably took about a few days, and I was really keen on getting started, so I started coding it that afternoon, actually, and I used some art that I had left over from a previous zombie shooting game, which had a sort of more cooperative story-based feel to it. But that didn't go down so well because I was kind of new to C# and XNA, and it was kind of a big scope for me. So this one was sort of a redo of that one, but a simpler, more addictive, just more fun all around, more fun overall sort of game. So the art assets were pretty much done, except I had to make a few more zombies and all the menu and stuff, UI. So after about a week of coding, I had pretty much the main gameplay down pat, and after the second week I had medals and high scores and extra game modes, and then the week after that was like adding in more guns and upgrades, more guns, getting people to test it, play it, what they liked, what they didn't like, balancing stuff, you know, just making it better really. And then it was like another week after that to test all the saving and loading, and then it went through playtest and review, which took another couple of weeks. So from idea to selling, it took about 2 months, which is still pretty short, and I like it.
As far as the other gameplay modes, what was the inspiration in them? I know you can start the game from, you know, wave one, but then you have this really cool game mode where you get, you know, the rocket launcher right off the bat, and
yeah.
I love that one. So what was the inspiration behind all of those?
Well, initially the rocket launcher was the last weapon you could buy in the chain of weapon upgrades, but we found it to be too overpowered, and it sort of just killed the game off at that point once you got up to the rocket launcher. So someone suggested to me that we should take the rocket launcher out and put it in its own mode, because it's pretty much a whole different ball game with the rocket launcher. You just blow up stuff left, right, and center. So that's what we did. We put in apocalypse mode, which actually, fun fact, was called fun mode, but someone suggested that calling it fun mode implies that everything else is not fun. So we renamed it apocalypse mode. And you can just blow up everything. You start at wave 10 and the number of zombies is tripled or something like that, and you just go nuts with it. The other game modes, as far as like limiting health upgrades, weapon upgrades, or the darkness mode, just kind of came about playing with my brother, playing the survival mode, and then he would say, you know what would be cool? If you could only see a small cone ahead of you, or you know what would be cool? I challenge you to see how far you can get without buying any weapon upgrades, and then we'd have a one-on-one challenge of that kind or whatever. And I thought, you know, this would be cool. Other people would have fun doing this as well. So I actually implemented the challenges in the actual game.
Okay, how much time do you think you've spent playing this game?
Testing a lot. Playing also a lot. a lot of the testing was basically testing crashes and saving and loading and stuff. That wasn't really playing so much. Playing the game, I don't know, I'd say it was a good chunk of my sort of testing, just making sure that the game felt right, played right.
Okay, what are some of your favorite types of games?
That's an interesting question. I'm actually into, like, RPGs, MMOs, first-person shooters, real-time strategy games, turn-based strategy games, some card games, action games, some, like, story-type games, which are not very common, and platformers.
Hey, when did you get involved in developing? Because it kind of seems like an old different type of animal to go from gamer to developer.
Oh, I've been programming for a long time. Since I picked up Microsoft Quick Basic it was like ages ago now, when I was about 10, so maybe about 10 years ago, I started copying out programs from the book and all that. And I had a lot of fun copying out the game programs because it was like satisfying to copy out 200 lines of code and then get to see some asterisks flying through some colons, and it was awesome. And then from then, my game making pretty much progressed through using the level editors of games that already existed, like Wolfenstein 3D. I used the map editor for that. Heroes of Might and Magic 3, I used the map editor for that. An old platform game on DOS called Jetpack. I had tons of fun making levels for that. And pretty much that kind of pointed me in the direction of game development because it was just something that I really enjoyed. So when I was about 11 or 12, my dad got for me a piece of software called the Games Factory, which is probably outdated and I can hear people laughing at the moment. But basically it allows you to create games with a click and drag sort of interface, and it got me into things like events and if statements and things like that, the fundamental concepts of what programming is like before actually tackling Python, which I started a long time ago. I started Python a long time ago. My dad actually wanted me to learn Python to sort of evolve out of BASIC. And I didn't learn object-oriented programming for another few years, and I learned it with Pygame, alongside Pygame. And I made a game called Art Interest out of it, which took me 4 years. That was released in 2009, and it's open source, and you can check it out.
Okay, where can someone find more information on that?
Right now, you can go to jordan.trudgett.com, or you can Google Art Interest. It's a bit hard to spell, something I didn't really think of when making it. But jordan.trudgett.com will probably shortly be taken down, maybe not too shortly, in the next month or something, I don't know. And I'm starting a new site called rainygames.net, which is basically all my indie stuff, so you can probably link to that. Hopefully it'll be done-ish by the time people listen to this.
Just to put things into perspective for anyone that's listening, Jordan, you're only 20 years old, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, do people look at you that know you and kind of look at you as kind of like a wonder kid? That I mean, seriously, I mean, you've put together a game that's sold a couple of thousand copies on Xbox Live, and you've got another game that came out before, and I'm sure you're working on things now. You kind of have your own indie video game company. Are you like, you know, the bee's knees over there in Australia?
Sort of, yeah. I mean, a lot of the people that I talk to are my age, and a lot of people I talk to are my age are also smart like me because I go to university. And they're like, yeah, that's cool. And my parents are like, yeah, that's cool. My family's like, yeah, that's cool. And all the kids who are like 12, 15 are like, oh my God, that's awesome. So it's a bit like that.
So what do you think the future holds for Endless Midnight Zombie Swarm?
As far as Endless Midnight, I'm thinking of making a sequel, if that's popular. Possibly moving away from zombies. I'm thinking something like Ghosts or like Supernatural or demons or something like that. I mean, Endless Midnight doesn't really have a connotation of zombies, but the Zombie Swarm subtitle does, so I can easily change that for a sequel and add in some cool stuff that people like cooperative play, online play, and whatnot.
All right, if someone is going through the Xbox Live indie game catalog on their Xbox Live dashboard and they see your title and they're kind of going back and forth, they don't know to purchase it or not, what would you tell them? How would you sell this?
How would I sell it? Well, it's up to them if they want to buy it. I tried to make the trial as fun and interesting as possible and captivating. So the most I can really ask for is them to try it. And if they like it, then they should buy it because it's so much better in the full version. There's so much more you can do. And I enjoy it. And I don't really like these kind of games, which are like done to death. And, you know, how like there's like a million of them around. I don't usually play those kinds of games, but and although I might be a bit biased, I don't really play those kind of games much. And although I might be biased, Endless Midnight is one that I actually like to play. So try it out.
Okay, is there anything else that you want to say about Rainy Games or yourself or anything else that you're working on?
Yeah, I want to give a huge thanks to everyone who's supported me through making this game. You know who you are, and you're probably listening to this right now. It's really good to have people that help you go through, test the game. People who are enthusiastic about it and let you know what they really think, good or not. Criticism is always good, as well as compliments. And, yeah, hopefully making games, I can continue making games. I love to make games. And people will enjoy the games that I make.